By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ukrainians remain trapped inside Mariupol, desperately searching for food and fuel as Russian forces kept up their bombardment of the port city on Thursday. Russia's attack on Mariupol's maternity hospital is drawing more international condemnation, Saga Magani reports.
Ukrainian and Western officials call it a war crime.
I'm afraid that we should expect more of the same.
Retired Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, says a frustrated Russian military will get more brutal.
They won't show any propensity to discriminate between military targets and civilian targets.
While on the ground, the war will look like something out of the Middle Ages, with Russian forces laying siege to cities while Ukrainians hold them off.
With extraordinary misery, very brutal tactics.
Lute says history shows Ukraine can beat a more powerful enemy.
Because willpower can beat firepower.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the highest-level talks held since the invasion began 2 weeks ago yielded no progress. The number of refugees fleeing the country topped 2.3 million, and Kyiv, the capital, braced for an onslaught. Its mayor boasting that the capital had become practically a fortress protected by armed civilians. North Korea's last two missile launches were actually tests of a new intercontinental ballistic missile system, U.S. officials said Thursday, as they threatened fresh sanctions on Pyongyang and warned of a serious escalation in tensions. The launches on February 26 and May 4 did not demonstrate ICBM range, but were likely meant to evaluate the new system before conducting a full range test in the future. This is VOA News. As mask mandates are disappearing around the United States, Americans will have no continuance of wearing masks on airplanes and airports, on buses, and on trains and transit for another month. The Biden administration was set to announce the extension of the mandate, which will last at least until April 18th. It was set to expire on March the 18th. The extension reportedly follows a recommendation by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Any decision to lift the ban will be based on COVID-19 community levels, risk of new variants, national data, and the latest science, according to a CDC official speaking with The Hill. The more than 90% of Americans in the population here is in an area with low or medium COVID-19 levels. In those areas, masks are no longer required indoors. U.S. officials tell the Associated Press that the military investigation have found that poor leadership, inadequate training, and a culture of complacency among U.S. forces undermined efforts to fend off a 2020 attack by militants in Kenya that killed three Americans. Two military reviews of the attack by al-Shabaab militants are scathing in their conclusion that there were failures across the board at Manda Bay Air Base. The attack also wounded three people and destroyed six aircraft. At a virtual hearing in bankruptcy court, addiction and overdose survivors and those who have lost loved ones unleashed their emotions on members of the family they blame for fueling the opioid epidemic. We get more on the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
It's part of a plan to settle thousands of lawsuits against the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. Former company president Richard Sackler appeared by audio. He had said the company and family bear no responsibility for the opioid crisis. One woman played a recording from when she called 911 to get help for her overdosing son. She called one of the Sacklers the scum of the earth. Several showed pictures of loved ones who died because of their addictions. Many spoke about forgiveness, with some trying to find it. Ryan Hamilton, who was in recovery, said, "You poisoned our lives and had the audacity to blame us for dying." I'm Ed Donahue.
And more than 100 people protested outside Panama's embassy in Havana, demanding a revision of the newly instated visa requirements. The measure also came into force a week after the U.S. Embassy in Cuba announced the restart of a consul services on a limited basis for family unification visas suspended in 2017. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.